Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving host, Kyle Allen. And we bike. Oh, man, where do I begin? As always, we're going to jump right in. Minus the BS, life is great. And I don't mean that in a, I'm not being facetious. It really is. And I've stated on other pods, this has been a year of loss, revelation, reveal, peeling off the scab, so to speak, that you didn't even know was forming. And in all things, I'm going to continue to give thanks. Because the one thing that can happen is you can be sitting in luxury and be worried that you can't find the remote. I'm going to say that again. You can be sitting in luxury, but your entire morning can be thrown off because, man, I just couldn't find the remote. And that will really, I know it sounds, but that will literally, you'll be really upset about that. And then that goes into this and goes into that. And in my life, I just don't want to be upset all the time, right? Like, just sitting around mad at, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this. And obviously, I'm one of those people that believe that complaining is actually underrated. Positive complaining is what I call it. Where you and somebody else are like, man, I hate the fact we got to run this 8 miles. God, this is about to suck. Oh, you know, you guys have that dialogue and then you go run the 8 miles. That's positive complaining to me. It's just, complaining is a natural human thing that we must do. It just is what it is. Like, oh my God, I got work. Oh God. That's quote unquote complaining, but it's needed. Like, you need to voice that sometimes only to yourself. You got to sometimes get that off. One can say that's vocalizing what you know, but it's called complaining. And I just think that a lot of times complaining gets a bad rap. With that being said, I absolutely do not want to be around a complainer. There is a difference. No different than when I tell the kids, there's a difference between reporting and tattletelling. Reporting something means, hey, man, this is something you really need to report. You saw something. You heard something. It's kind of, you saw it with your own eyes. You know what's happening. Tattletelling is, man, Kyle did this. It's like, yeah, man, he did, but I didn't see it. I'm not about to just press the button because you know, that type of thing. We are in a shift right now where more than ever before, quality is coming back. And I know in this day and age, it looks like we're in the opposite shift, right? Like, we're in this space where really you can throw anything at a wall, and hope that it sticks. And sometimes it does stick. The problem with throwing something at a wall and hoping that it sticks is, well, that works one out of a million times. Where you can carefully cultivate something and you can do it in a way and do it in a time frame where it is conducive to its success of the said thing, right? Like, this podcast, I've had 3-4 years. Now, mind you, yes, there are things I can do to up my podcast views and all that. I can pay for ads. I can flood the streets with ads, which that's not saying that's a bad thing. I don't knock anyone for doing that whatsoever. That's quite frankly what you should be doing. But if we take that to where people are when it comes to health and fitness or in their financial journey or on their careers, we are at a place now where people are just throwing things at a wall and praying that it sticks. If they see somebody else do it, they're going to start doing it. And that's fine if they're motivated and that's something that they're honestly willing to admit. And it don't have to be to you, but like, hey, man, I saw such and such. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is, man, bro, I see my brother over there. He in plays. He in acting. Man, let me get in that too because I saw his numbers went up when he started posting that type of content. And no, I don't do that type of content, but I can cherry pick off that type of content to get money. That's what's happening a lot. The problem is you have to keep delivering. And in the words of Tupac, In due time, you're going to show yourself to be a phony. You cannot fake it forever. That is not the way the world will ever work. Eventually, whether it's Matt Lauer, right? He was Matt Lauer. Oh, good morning. Oh, my God. Nice guy. That dude, it took 30 years. But when it came down, he ain't heard his name since. Harvey Weinstein, guys like that. Yeah, man, you might get it off for 40, 50 years. You might get it off 30 years, 20 years, 10 years. But the day it ends, it ends. Bernie Madoff was doing his thing. It ends. Every crime boss in history was doing, they were, oh man, we watched their documentaries. People have written books about them. But it ends. The moral of the story is, the phony will always be seen. Where we go wrong, where I've gone wrong in the past is like, bro, I obsess over the fact that this is not real, right? And it's not just like me saying it, but if I'm going to pursue something, I'm going to actually take the time to do it properly. Spend the money, invest the time, look for resources that are better at said thing than me. Shout the person out, because quite frankly, it's good business. If somebody has enriched your life, it is good business for the other person as well as yourself to say, hey, I changed the way I eat because Watts. That's just a fact. He kept talking about food so much that eventually nutrition, that eventually you go, well, man, let me look into mine. And we call it modeling in academics. I mean, in education, right? We call it modeling for a student, right? Your friends can model behavior for you. Your wife, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend can model behavior for you, right? And they always say you teach people how to treat you. All that sounds good, but it's called modeling. If I model that I allow that, then you're going to keep doing it. If you model what you will not allow, what you won't allow, or what you will allow, that it's called modeling behavior, right? And the question is, what are you modeling for other people in your life? Like, I had somebody tell me one time, they're like, bro, you don't ever post when you do this or you do that. And I'm like, for who? Why would I post that? What am I trying to achieve? What image am I trying to portray of myself posting that? Or what am I not trying to portray of myself posting that? It's modeling. How do you want people to view you? How do you want the world to see you? When you die, what do you want them to say at your funeral? And this is off note. But I've told people that are close to me this, and I mean it. And some people have been added to this list indefinitely. And in perpetuity, as they say. If I die and there's people at my funeral speaking like they liked me or knew me that I know for a fact didn't and tried to destroy my life and my name and my likeness while I'm living, I will literally ask God, please get me out of heaven for just one day. Let me go down here and haunt them. Let me show up at the funeral while they're talking and say, man, if you don't go on somewhere, get off. Hey, man, go on somewhere. Like, I want to be at my own funeral to air out my issues at my funeral, if that makes sense. I don't want to do it while I'm alive. I don't want to live like that. But I want God to grant me permission at my funeral to come back and just everyone in there, because there's going to be some people in there that know dang well they dogged me my entire life. I want to be able to say, hey, listen, man, get out. I'm joking, but I'm absolutely serious. Like, I'm 1,000% serious with that. It is, your funeral to me is a representation of the life you lived. I don't like funerals at all. But when I go, it's important to see the turnout and forget the turnout. More importantly, what the people that are there, what they say. Because if there's one thing you realize in death, when people don't no longer have to lie, they love to go to funerals and tell the truth that they never told the person in life, right? Oh, I really hated him, but, you know, that was Johnny. You know, and the new thing people do is say the most, they kick your back in, but then on the end they go, but man, he tried hard in life. Man, you just obliterated my name and likeness for the last 3 minutes that you had time to talk. But at the end, you put a bow on it. No. You can't doodoo on a plate, put a cherry on it, and say you're giving me chocolate pudding. But look, there's a cherry on it. Yeah, but this is doodoo. Like, I think my dad said one time to me and my brother, He was like, if I gave you the nicest steak dinner in the world and put just a little bit of doo-doo on it, would you eat it? It's like, no, that changes the whole that changes the whole plate. And a lot of us right now, bro, we eating doo-doo, but it looked like steak. And I'm just trying to get away from that, because I think we're in a shift where all the emptiness and all the vague and the generals and the crying out for help, but also bullying people into helping you, it's going to come to an end. It just is. And at some point, you get to a place in life, if you're achieving in real life, right? Like not online, not in the perception, but in real life, the more it is hard, the harder it becomes to live the virtual life. It just is the truth. And we're at a shift of, hey man, the influencing is dying. How many times why do I care that you eat oats overnight? Like, what does that have to do with me? The influencing era is dying. The social media era of them making people rich, they are stop monetizing. I saw Kev on stage say he was literally asking us to fund his operations because YouTube and podcasting, they're making it pretty hard to make a profit. And you're going to start finding out in the next couple of years who is really into what they're doing. You just are. Like, there's, because that's where the world is turning. You're going to have to really love coloring. You're going to have to really love running. You're going to have to really be into fitness. You're going to have to, like, because it's going to get to a point where it's going to go back from just a guy talking to, well, what do you do in your real life? Why should I listen to you? Hey, what does she really do? Hey, is that natural or is it not? We're not knocking non-natural bodies. But if you're on here promoting fitness and working out, but you didn't do it the natural way, me trying to do it the natural way while you didn't, I'm going to never reach that point, because the point you reached was manufactured. The point I'm trying to reach is natural. Those two they can't coexist. If I'm sitting here going, man, I want this grass-fed beef, and you're like, nah, man, just eat this beef, this cow. They don't really eat grass, and they eat nothing but corn every day and really anything. The meat will not be the same. No matter how much it's the same cow fed differently, it will not be the same. As a steak man, trust me, I know that. There are differences. So in this shift that was happening, make sure you're on the right side. Or it don't matter what side you're on. Be real on that side, because you can be real on the virtual side. You can, oh, you know what? I love to do this now. You can change your life. You can change your thoughts. You can change the way you move and what influences you and what you want to do with your life. There's nothing wrong with it as long as you're being real about it. Because in due time, whether that's now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, if you're fake, you're going to be fake. You were fake when you started, and you're going to be fake when you end. Be mindful, because the shift is coming. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble host and your gracious host, Kyle Allen. And I want to say to all of you, no matter where you are in life, no matter how good, bad, indifferent it is, remember, I know you've heard this. If you have breath in your lungs, you have a chance. And that means you have a choice. Don't let anyone take your chances and your choices away from you. You have the right to get mad or to say, nah, that ain't going to affect me today. You have the right and the choice to say, you know what? I want to act like this, but I'm not going to. Take ownership of your actions and your thoughts and your choices and your reactions, because you do control them. If there's one thing I learned this year, I am in control of my actions. And so are you. Thank you for listening.